Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Appreciate the Lord one more time and give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 2 and verse 8. Please sit. We'll read and then we're going to look into the word of God. Second service will be flowing in our team for this service, surpassing anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at this scripture. And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things here? Now, if you are sitting at a place I can't see your face, please, we still have some spaces just so that I don't want to leave this pulpit so I can finish the syllabus. Hallelujah. Now, the first word I want to look at there is the word immediately. This message is titled Prophetic Perceptions, Part 2. Immediately. And I want to, you know, last Sunday when I was sharing with you, I was saying that when God speaks to your spirit, it downloads. You remember? I say it downloads. It doesn't just speak words. Your ears are trying to catch up with what he's saying. Because God does not speak at the level of time. He speaks at the frequency of eternity, which means that everything he wants to say, he has already said it. It's when you catch up to it that matters. He said, immediately. That sounds like a download. Immediately, Jesus perceived. Immediately. Something, it just happened. Immediately. There was a download in his spirit. Immediately. It was not like he sat down and then God began to say, oh, my son, this is what they are talking about. No. He was doing something else. He was teaching. And something just dropped in his spirit. He perceived. Jesus knew the will of God by divine perception. This is something that God has given to every believer today. And if you develop in this, it's going to take you time. But if you start your training now, you'll get better. And when you get better, you become proficient. And a time will come, God will not need voices to talk to you. He'll be talking to you outside the reality of time. Please excuse the high language. Just understand what I'm saying. So, that thing that happens to you when you are talking to someone and something just occurs to you, something occurs to you. That's what we refer to as perception or to discern. But most of the times, this operation of the spirit has been hijacked for other matters. So we need to get it back. I've been doing a research on reincarnation. You know, I like studying weird things. But I will come back. That's a subject for another day. But remind me. I'll tell you what I've learned. I'm learning from the masters. So you want to learn about reincarnation, you go to the Buddhists and the Hindus and learn. You have to learn from their own Bible. Before you use the Bible, your own Bible to answer them. Have you noticed that in the Asian world, especially in the martial arts world, you know, those guys who fight, they are usually not afraid to die. I don't know if you've noticed it. Say, Master, I will die for you. Master, if it pleases you, let me die for you. Do you know why they find it so easy to die? I realized it. It's in reincarnation. They believe that every time you are selfless, I've left. Every time you are selfless, every time you are selfless and you do, you accumulate points for your good deeds so that you will not come back in the next world as a flower. And one Malu will come and eat you. So you have to do good things. They understand the concept of selflessness. So they believe that for a man to stand and say, instead of killing Kelly, touch me. They are accumulating very high points. You know, 2 units, 3 units in your school. But your project is 4 units. If you get an A in your project, oh boy, that your GP that has been suffocating, maybe in 3.4, 3.42, they refuse to allow you pass. 3.48. The moment you get an A in your GPA, see the way you just cross. You just cross. You say, yeah, I got a 2-1. You and the one that has been getting 4.4 since the beginning of the year, 4 years. Say, yeah, I got a 2-1. Yeah, congratulations. You will not tell him that it was, but it was project that pushed you. The same thing when it comes to spiritual things. Your perspective to divine provisions will determine how you are able to operate and profit from them. Because there are people that say, oh God, I pray God did not talk to me. And God is like, in his own ledger, 150 times, he has told you the same. Let me give you an example. Papa Egin, you know Papa Egin? If you don't know him, Google him or check on, bring it down a bit. Papa Egin was trying to go preach in a meeting. So he was supposed to write a letter or something, maybe notifying them about the meeting. So Papa Egin wrote it, he was trying to write, he wrote something, and then he squeezed the paper, threw it away. And he kept doing it for a few days. He kept feeling some, you know, have you ever written something and you felt, maybe in the office, you felt like you didn't construct that mail properly. So he was trying to, like, this is not it, this is not it. And the Lord appeared to him after then and said, I have always spoken to you through open visions and by appearing to you physically. And the Lord said to him, this is the last time I am going to speak to you like this. Papa Egan saw the Lord Jesus 8 times before he died. 8 times. And that 8, Jesus said, is too much for any human being. Do you understand what I'm saying? So Jesus said, from today, am I clear at the back? Jesus said, from today, I will not appear to you like this. That day you are trying to write that whatever, and you kept squeezing the paper, that was me telling you don't go there. You know, like I said to you last week, the emphasis of this message, or like somebody say presentation, is what? Training. I don't use my mind now for basic things. I try not to use it for basic things. I use it for advanced things like synthesizing spiritual information. So when God speaks to me, I try to adapt, use my mind. I use it for that things. I don't even know how to describe what I'm telling you. Because what you train your mind for is what it becomes used to. If your mind was trained to only perceive good aroma, food, you will just be smelling things even when they are not there. For instance, I don't eat fish. Now, that's not a prophecy. It's a statement of fact. I don't eat fish. I don't like it. I don't like the smell. I don't like the sight. I don't even like Maggie fish. Now, that's it. So, because I don't appreciate that kind of thing, if I come into your house and the first thing I perceive is fish smell, Most likely, I'll just say, I'm just passing by, you know. Pastor, you mean you came all the way from your house to Surulere? I say, yes, so I just felt like just checking on you, but I just got a call now. I will leave. I love you, but I don't love you enough to sit inside fish smell. Is the fish the problem? No. My senses are not trained to stay around that kind of thing. Come on, I don't know if you have to me now. So what I'm saying is that you need to retrain your mind to appreciate spiritual things. If not, the only way you'll be hearing God is through dreams. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming. But I'm saying, why wouldn't you like to be able to hear God in the bus? On the road? You know, I was sharing with Pastor Ego. This is a digression. I feel like I'm in another place. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Maybe one day I'll just teleport and go to heaven and like Enoch. You people's wallah in this country self is too much. Others are going to US. Me, I'm going to Zion. I was talking to Pastor Ego. And please remind me, I will come back and redeem this one. Remind me this topic, this one now. Because the Lord began to explain to me, have you ever wondered why the five foolish virgins could not share their oil? And they said, the five wise virgins, said to the foolish ones, the wise virgins could not share their oil with the foolish ones. And they said to them that go to the market. Is that what they said? And the Lord asked me, have you ever wondered why? That because it was shortly after they left that the master came. That means they actually could afford to share. Are you with me now? So the Lord asked me, have you ever? I said, I thought about it, but I don't understand. I'm not too smart, so I leave it. I'm not part of the foolish virgins. And the Lord showed me something in that scripture that I will come back and redeem. If you people are nice to me, maybe next week. If you are not nice, I go and preach my message in Benin City. Because they have been sending me messages. They say they miss me. They love me. That I should come back. I told them, I go out at night. You people don't go out at night. We cannot be family. There's one man that sang that song that I used to wear my. Say we are not enemies. In a way till they find. Now they find. So it's just... Now, one of the ideas behind this scripture is that God wants to always talk to us without restrictions, without inhibitions. God doesn't want anything between you and Him. And God wants you to know that every time He's talking to you, you know in your heart that He has spoken, you are not guessing. This certainty that when God speaks, I know, is what many believers lack today. And then we have made it worse because we try to make people understand the Bible from their level. No, you teach the Word of God from the position of the Word of God. Something happened on Friday and someone gave me a call. But this is what I was going to say. I've not seen this person like maybe close to 8, 9, 10 years. So I don't really know what's going on in this person's life. But as this person was talking to me on the phone, I was looking at my computer, but in my spirit, in my mind, I was seeing that particular person. I was seeing what has happened to the person in the last 8 years. It's not like I was controlling it. As I was talking to the person, the impressions were being cast on my mind. And I was saying, this is happening. And all I was hearing was, Jesus, Jesus, ha, ha, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. That's just what I was hearing over the phone. It was as though I was living this person for the past 8 years. How did I know? I didn't see a vision. Perception. That's what I'm trying to explain. I didn't see a vision. What I did was, as I was talking to this person, I opened my heart to the person. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like in your mind, you know, no matter if me and you have a quarrel now, Agnes, if me and you have a quarrel now, and I want to beg you, but in your mind you are doing like this, even though you are physically, you are smiling, but in your mind you are doing like this. No matter what I say, maybe except I go and buy a Lamborghini to come and beg you. Because there is something about gift and settling quarrel. Good gift too. If you buy a woman flower in Nigeria, I'm not sure it will achieve anything. Because here we don't plant flowers, we throw them away. So it doesn't mean nothing. I'm not sure. Do we have flower people? They are not in this country. We have trio. I need to change my message. What happened is that through the instrument of renewing the mind, through the instrument of what? Renewing the mind, training the mind to always dwell on the Lord, focusing on the presence of the Lord, putting myself in the atmosphere of the Word of God, whether I'm listening to the message I preached or I'm listening to other people online, I put myself mostly in the atmosphere that I am not, in quote, far from God. And when you stay so close to the fire, you will smell smoke. That's why I said to you, it's not magic. Your mind has been used to hating people, settling quarrel. Some people can even kill you in their mind. They can, if you go to Ibadan, they can use you to describe something. And you will start looking like that thing immediately. Not tomorrow, immediately. I was at Ibadan a few years ago. I was taking a bus. And I don't know what happened between the driver and the conductor. Just two of us in the vehicle were waiting for others. And the guy said, he said something Yoruba like, but what he meant was, see the way your head looks like a goat. And the moment he said it, I looked at, you know, very early in the morning, I looked at the person he was talking to, sincerely. Sincerely, I lie not. The guy started looking like, I've never seen that in my life. I've heard it before, but I saw it that day. The moment he said it, the guy said, for like 2 seconds, the guys began to look like a goat. Don't get in anybody on person's way. If they use something to describe you. Now, listen to me. God speaking to man is central to scriptures. God speaking to man, starting from the book of Genesis, and God said, let there be light. Going to Revelation, I am the Amen, so be it. And when chapter 22 of Revelation ended with God talking, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, just keep checking. God spoke in, the issue of God speaking to man is central throughout scripture. And our Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by his appetites, shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every proceeding word. The word proceeding is continuous. That means God continues to speak. God continues to say something. God has an opinion. And his opinion is not the opinion of your depression. It's the opinion of his hope and his plans for you. Amen. So this issue of knowing what God is saying to you and you learning it on your own is directly proportional to the weight of your destiny. And how much you will amount for God eventually is tied to how much you can hear. And let me tell you something. Every time you find that you have a very good offer in front of you and you don't know what to do, should I tell you what you should do? You have a very good deal. For instance, now, they say, oh, we saw your profile on LinkedIn. We hear you're a pastor. Say, but we want you to come work at Slum BJ. Slum BJ. If you don't know Slum BJ, no problem. is for people like us. Or they say Exxon Mobil. You know, there are some places you work, you are always in the haste to let people know, oh yeah, I'm at Exxon Mobil. Yes. So this is my card. Yeah, you are always happy to give them your card. Let your enemies be checking it. Exxon Mobil. So yeah, oh nice. I work with Fidelity Bank. Sorry, Sterling. Unity Bank. You will not know you don't have job until you meet some people. I didn't say you are not going out to every morning. You are going out. I said, but it's when you now meet some people. You now know what humility is. You see me driving a pencil light, but I'm walking ExxonMobil. You say, that man is very humble. Very humble. Can you believe? He's a manager. Pencil light, very humble. God, give me humility like this. Are you sure? When you are faced with a very good offer, like Pastor David, we saw a profile, wanted to come in supply chain management in ExxonMobil. You'll be working in Abuja, and 2 weeks in Abuja, 2 weeks in Lagos. You will be flying you in. And you see, already, with that, you've not accepted just what that guy said. You can't even hear God again. Your receptacles are shut down. That thing that used to say, I sense the Holy Ghost. They just shut your server. Shut your server. Say, don't work again. Server, don't work. Remove the internet. Remove the internet. Then you will not tell me. Because we know who we should talk to when we want to disobey God. We know. You have that realistic friend. You have to take it to. Those realistic friends are the agents of Satan to make you miss your destiny. So you will talk to someone like me. You understand? You will talk to someone like yourself who wants to blow. You know, so you say, there's this thing, take it. Even if it's a cleaner's job, he has not even heard the role. Just, take it. How do you handle a situation that looks so good and yet it's not God? The first thing you need to do is to isolate yourself from it for a few days or for some time. The second thing you need to do is to put your attention back on the presence of the Lord. And then you can begin to sing if you know how to sing. Or if you have guitar, like my friend just, you carry your guitar and you'll be singing. Where's the keyboardist? Michael, you'll be singing, all I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord. All I need is you. The moment you start singing that song, I can assure you there will be battle. It will not be battle from the devil. It will be battle from inside of you. They want to, that you have said you will not prosper. You, this boy. All the things your mom said to you when you are growing up, how that you are the hope of the family, everything will start coming. You know, you think you used to forget things. You will start remembering things. So the warfare does not break in 1 minute. You just carry your guitar and begin to sing. All I need is you. And if you are my kind of person, you start crying. Because God has finished your life again. All I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord. All I need is you. Hold it. One of the strongest keys to hearing God accurately is when your will has been submitted to Him. Hear what I said. If your will, the right to choose and make decision, is still in your hands, the way you hear God, it will be on low current. Now, this thing I said now, just write it down somewhere. If the way you live your life, God doesn't have a major say. Maybe your wife has a major say. Because there are some women you should not marry. They are so attractive. They are so slender. They are so attractive. They are so beautiful. They can make you swear you will not preach again. And I'm not joking. As I know what exactly what I'm saying. You'll be swearing. You will swear. You see them, a lot of them, they are on Instagram. You see them. The way they talk. Ha! Have you ever met a lady before? I just felt like, I need to work hard. I need to work hard. I don't want to lose. I won't want anything that will mess up this arrangement. You want to let her know you are hardworking. She didn't say anything. It's you that just realized that, this one. So when you are faced with those kind of situations where your receptacles have now been shut down from headquarters before you bring virus to God's kingdom, they shut your receptacles. So you face the altar again. All I need is you. When you sing is very powerful. When you sing to a point, you will sing from the point of struggle. Then you will sing from the point of, why is my life like this? Frustration. Then you will now begin to sing from a point of hope. Then you will sing from a point of surrender. When you get to surrender, you will hear his voice. That time, because the struggle is what determines how you can hear the voice. That time it takes you to get to the point of surrender is what will tell us how soon you will hear. Because even that struggle, he was talking, but he didn't hear. These are the things that conflict with your ability to perceive. Because when you are strong-willed and you know what you want, I'm a go-getter. When you are that kind of person, the day God tells you, go and rest, you will not hear. Because you want to finish the Bible. You want to finish everything. God says, go and rest. My son, go and sleep. Say, no, I still need to pray 3 hours. There are people that I know of, men of God, and I honor them. They were praying and they died on their knees in this country. Great men of God. The ability to perceive. I'm puncturing what we make the thermometer to read well. That's what I'm showing you here. I'm just on the first 3 lines of my message and the time is up. And I'm not joking. Job chapter 32. Verse 7 and 8. Job 32, 7 and 8. See, some of these things I'm sharing with you, you need to get them and listen to them, because you may not hear this on a Sunday if you go to some place. I'm not joking. Because this is where our market is. I prefer you not to know God's word, so that anytime I tell you, before you breathe, you will call me. Before you travel, you are, Pastor, want to go again, Onicha. Then I will tell you, don't go. And you dare not ask me why. Because you are the one that called me. bring it down. Who is this? Is this angel? Bring the volume down. Because you people, now if I allow that thing to play and I say, let's go into the spirit, you people will rebel. So, the thing came down. Okay, it's there. I'm afraid. Things are happening in this church. I said, they should speak. A multitude of years should teach what? But that but means that I later found that days don't speak. Are you with me? I also find that the multitude of years don't always reveal wisdom. You see a guy, nice, collected like Pastor David, and you think he's a correct guy, only to realize that after going to his house, everywhere is dirty. I thought with the way he packages, this should be a neat person. No, he's not there. And listen to me. Any dirtiness you see around your room is first in your heart. Don't worry. Just Google it. I didn't say it. I'm only repeating Google. And this ability not to hear God is why we check Google first. We check Google first. Eczema. Fungi. Now, even Google knows the things you type. So, before you finish typing, they give you. Say, don't go far. He's here. Some people, if they type S, They will not see spirit. Spirit is other things they'll be seeing because of the kind of things they Google. Just type S. You will not see spirit, Holy Ghost. You will not see spiritual gift. You will not. They know you. They just give you. Say, don't worry. Don't go far. That's why some people cannot share their laptop. Because you press S. Only S. The everywhere is on fire. I didn't say nothing. But if you laugh, maybe you should go. Just type S. Just type S. Tell me what. Type S. Just type S. Then leave it. Google will answer you. I beg. But there is. We are dealing with. Those are the things that I know they make you hear God. Just type S. You'll see it. But there is a spirit in man. In other words, Pastor Kenny, why days should speak and why the multitude of years should teach wisdom is because there is a spirit in man and the inspiration, this is what inspiration means, the breath. So when God made Adam, he was clay. But when God inspired him, breathed into him, the man became aware. Where am I? So this was the picture in the Hebrew interpretation. God breathed into his nostrils and man opened his eyes. So if I was in your face and you open your eyes, who will you see first? Who will you see first? God. God was bent over Adam when he breathed the breath of life into him. And the moment Adam opened his eyes, he looked into God first. The way you start is the way you finish. Are you with me now? Don't start with God and pray and fast and do stuff simply because it was convenient on campus and then now you are earning money and you feel like you can do what you like. You can't. Even Satan can't. There is a spirit in man. It is the inspiration of the Almighty that gives him what? So when God speaks to a man, he releases a sense of breath, a knowing, something that compels him to move in a particular direction, and by that he gives them understanding. So that means when God speaks to me, many times I will not hear voices, but I will have a knowing. Why is this possible? Because we are created in God's image. We are created in God's image. The way Jesus treated the Pharisees when he said he knew their thought, he perceived their thought, is the way they talk in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm, it is hearts that communicate with hearts. So what Jesus did was just to deploy that technology. So in the spirit, when you get to heaven, you will not need to ask Mary, the mother of Jesus, what's your name? Once you see her, you will know she's the one. The day you see Jesus, you will know he's the one. The day you see Elijah, you will know he's the one. It's not by carrying camel goat skin. There is a knowledge in the spirit that comes by looking. You pick information. Spirits answer to spirit. Face answers to face. Because we are in the image of God, we have God-like abilities. One of it is the ability to respond at the thought realm. That is why you can be thinking of a song and somebody beside you will sing it. My time is up. Now, to enter into the voice of God, you must be connected to God's personality. That means that your level of accuracy is directly proportional to how godded you are. How godded you are. There's something about your being that just resonates around God. When you build your house around God, build your car around God. There are some people, their cars are not born again. Even though they have plenty stickers. Plenty stickers, but the car is not born again. Because all the conversations coming from the from that radio or from the kind of CDs, there's nothing God there. There are people that speak in tongues, There are people that speak in tongues, they don't have godly friends. I'm not saying you can't have friends who are not, I'm saying your best friends. Let me tell you something that is even worse. There are people that are born again. Nobody is worthy to be their friend. They are lone rangers. It tells me how bereft you are spiritually. How alone and lonely you are spiritually. If there is nobody that is fit enough to be in your inner circle and you speak very high tongues and you prophesy. That's why I don't listen to people who don't have spiritual fathers. I don't. No matter how anointed you are, I don't. I don't. It's for to protect myself. I don't. I need to know who to report you to. To enter into the voice of God, you must connect with his personality. To connect with the personality of God means that you understand the things that are a priority to God. You know the things that makes him excited and things that makes him sad. And you build your life around that understanding. So it's not a matter of you cannot fornicate. No. It's just because of how you know the kind of person God is. You are living with somebody in his house. You don't wear your slippers into the parlor or on the rug. You don't put your socks on the table. When you buy your own house or you rent your own house, if you like, carry the pot of your neighbor and put it on your flat screen. Nobody will shout. Nobody shout. It's your house. You can even bring the stove, not electric cooker, stove, the kerosene. And be watching Netflix in your parlor. And be cooking on the rug. No, it's your problem. Anybody that if you don't like it, don't come to my house. But when you are living with somebody, because he said to us in the book of John, he said, whosoever believes in me, I and my father, we come and make our body in him. So you are not, it's not actually your house. It's just God reclaiming his house. That house where God used to live before sin forced him out. God coming back is just God reclaiming his territory. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you discovered the best environment for God's voice in your life? Have you discovered the best environment for God's presence in your life? Why is it that even when you pray, before you pray 10 minutes, one of your friends will say, God is telling me something, and you are not hearing anything? Doesn't it bother you? Why are you only bother when your Netflix subscription and they are telling you renew payment? Ah! You see, yeah, I need to pay for my Netflix. Is it a degree program? Some people feel sick when they don't have data for one day. They just feel like somebody is trying to chat. Nobody is trying to chat with you. Nobody. Stay like that. I know because I feel it. You just feel like. That's the day you will remember something you want to do and you need data. I want to do a transfer. I want to check one video. You remember one message you wanted to listen to on YouTube? Ah! No data. Meanwhile, the moment you renew the data, you've forgotten. The devil is a liar. What is the best environment for God's voice in your life? And I'm telling you that one of the best environments is the state of your mind. The state of your emotions, the state of your will, the state of your intellect, your imagination. When you pray and you worship God, what do you imagine? What do you think about? Some people have their imagination very wild, but not in good things. Very wild, but not in good things. You see, that ability to be wild, direct it in the other side. Go to the right side and you'll be okay. You know, you're on the left side. When Peter was trying to get a harvest, he was on the sea trying to get some, he was trying to fish or something. He didn't get it. When Jesus came, Jesus said, cast your net onto the right side. Ah, fine. Those are our messages in those days. Cast the net to the right side. And he caught a draught, praise God. In those days, I used to be a good preacher. Say, cast your net. You now do your hand like this. Cast your net to the right side. I'll go and beg God to give me all those things again. I don't have them like before. Say, cast your net. People say, maybe there's something where it's pointing to. There's nothing. It's just the message. Now, please, did you write down what I said just now? I said, you must connect to God's personality. Number two, you must discover the environment that is most suitable for God's voice around you. Number three, your atmosphere, your personal atmosphere, tremendously affects the way you hear God. And when I say your atmosphere, if you are having a challenge in your life and you sleep in that challenge, you think in that challenge, you rest in that challenge, you dance around the challenge, it will be very hard to hear God. I'm not talking about your parlor. I'm talking about the environment in your mind. Because many of the things God will say to you will be in the form of perception through your inner witness. You will need to discern to know God is talking. Come on now. Are you still here? Are you still here? So you need to choose your atmosphere deliberately. Every time you are being pressured to enter into offense and to live in unforgiveness, know that the target of the enemy is your personal atmosphere. That's why you can see men of God who operate in the glory without keyboard, without anything. Father, we thank you. And you will just feel like something changed in the atmosphere. That kind of atmosphere, you build it in prayer. It doesn't just come like a tornado. You build it. You cultivate it. You cultivate it. Somebody is asking you for something you have been cultivating for 5 years. That's what is. Let me tell you. I'm good. This message is not done, but I'll end it here. Listen. Most of the people you are looking at and say, these people, they are spiritual. They are not doing these things. If you can even give 30 minutes of your prayer time. What did I say? How many minutes? 30 minutes. No prayer point for money or anything. This is just me time with God. Where all you are doing is just focusing on Him. Inside that 30 minutes, you'll be quiet before Him. Inside that 30 minutes, you will worship Him and you will bless Him. And it is not, nobody will force you to say, Father, remember Brother Kenny. No, it's a me time. Now, multiply that 30 minutes over a period of 5 years. Later, people say, anytime you see Agnes, she carries the presence of God. People don't bother to ask, what is Agnes doing? They think it's like God just likes her and dash. No, God, there's no dash. We don't dash in this kingdom. You cultivate it like the way you plant your corn and you walk around it. You don't want the weeds and all the things that can share the space. You clear them out. Your atmosphere is very important. When you choose not to listen to certain things, it's not because you can't listen to them. It's because you are watching your atmosphere. So when you cultivate your atmosphere to a point, if something strange enters, you will feel it. Come on now. I say you will feel it. And these things are not rocket science. It's a mandate for us to go back to work. I listened to a lady and she said, oh my God, I still have like, I don't know. We'll be doing this once more. She was in a relationship with a particular brother, very wonderful guy. And to be honest with you, I really liked that guy. I told you, I don't pray about these things again. If you bring, I just sign, marry. Everybody will be okay last. It's when I feel that you're about to sign away your destiny after all effort. Because I've told people the truth and they almost broke the bottle of my head. And they are born again. So I want to preserve my head. Is he the one? God bless. Congratulations. When is the date? Last, everybody will be okay. So I met this lady and she, very wonderful guy. The guy would drive her to my house. And then the guy would wait and then take her back to Lekki and then turn around and go back to Bega where he lives. I said, this is love. Because even me, I don't have grace for that kind of thing. For what? For what? Are you married? If you want to marry, let's marry. All this going up and down in Lagos. Whoa. Just be driving. Just to show your love. I love you. It's not a matter of driving. I love you. Let's marry. But this guy will come all the way from VI, bring the girl because she needs to see me. She bring her to Bagada. We'll have a meeting around 9 p.m., 9:30. We'll now take her back to Lekki. Then we'll now face Beggar. I say, this is love. I don't know how much they are paying your office, but this is love. And one day she just called me and said, Pastor, I want to leave this relationship. I said, you cannot leave. You cannot leave. What's the problem? Say, Pastor, it's not right here. I say, are you fornicating? He say, no. Are you sinning? He say, no. He says, it's not right here. It's not right in my spirit. I say, please, we have been praying for this miracle. Marry. We'll be joining everything when you marry. We'll balance it. Say, Pastor, I have tried. It's not right here. She didn't hear a voice. But because she was a woman of the spirit, God knows you won't hear some things. He will push it. He will download it into your software. The thing will be reacting against that relationship. Say, Pastor, I have tried. I still don't have the grace to love him. I say, Omo Emilele, this is a child of the spirit. I say, break. The guy got married less than 6 months after that breakup. And then she called me. She was in tears. But today, last, everybody's all right. She's in a much better space. Praise God. No, I'm not joking. This one is leaving Saul for David. She left Saul and embraced David. That's what happened to her. But how was she able to discern in her spirit, even though she wanted to marry? But inside here, God was saying no. And God made it obvious by making her uncomfortable. That perception, that discernment was what Jesus felt here. It will save your life if you start learning to train yourself in distance. It's not a gift, it's a training. Hallelujah. Rise up on your feet. Hallelujah. But listen to me, the fact that you are hearing this word today means an entrance has been given to you. Hallelujah. An entrance has been given to you to come into these things and that you will begin to operate in them on a consistent basis. Hallelujah. We are sent this holy mountain.